Live in No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gurr. I am America's voice. Fierce and fearless, we're here to pursue the truth. That means a variety of voices, being honest and to the point. I'm the guy, all right? So here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Chris Cuomo, far more involved in trying to bail out his now former governor of New York brother, Andrew, from allegations of sexual harassment. We'll get to all of that. Number two, the Waukesha Christmas Parade massacre faded from the headlines and from the front of numerous TV programs, but why? Twice as many people killed there as in Boston, or the next story. Number three, a mass shooting in Oakland County, Michigan. Three dead, several others injured when a 15-year-old opened fire with a semi-automatic handgun, not legal in his possession under any circumstance. So he commits a crime and then commits murder, and yet the left, well, the left turns to the tired narrative of gun control, as they always do. Which, by the way, is being rejected all over the country by those on the right, but more importantly, by those that are considered independents. In fact, this tragedy will garner far more news coverage than that wanton slaughter in Wisconsin, because gun control, a much more appealing topic to the radicals on the left, even though Daryl Brooks committed a hate crime and targeted white people, by all accounts, killing six, injuring 60 more with his car. The school shooting will be all they talk about on the leftist outlets like MSNBC and the Chicken Noodle News and Good Morning America. That's a story they will run with. So let's start with those terrible events, because it's a story that has to be covered. I don't disagree with that. But when they memory hole Waukesha, Wisconsin, I do have a problem with that. It just gets swept away. It doesn't fit the narrative. A guy murdering half a dozen people with his car and permanently disfiguring and crippling 60 more and spreading them like bloody dolls on the pavement, that's not worthy of more coverage, apparently. But we'll start at Oxford High School, north of Detroit, for reference. Tense moments following the school shooting in Oakland County. Some say threats had been in the air, according to students. Sheriff says they have no evidence of that, but some said they decided to stay home. This is from WDIV Detroit. Listen.
And some ominous threats posted in recent days, is that right?
Yeah, that is right. It is. I've been hearing the threats, too, and it's like, you know, kids, they play around and say, oh, we're going to shoot up the school. You don't supposed to play around with that. Right. Like, this is serious. You can't do that. So, I mean, like, it's a lot of stuff that's been going on, you know. This school, it's been tragic. And it's like, I don't even know. It's just.
When you heard about what was going on at school today, you weren't there, but then you learned there's an active shooter. What was going through your mind?
My first thing when I got up, I put my shoes on, put my coat on, told my mom, come on, let's go. I have a friend. He's more like my cousin. I think of him as my cousin. And I say, he's in there. He's the only one that went to school. And I need to get up there to get him out of that school.
Also from Fox 2 Detroit, we get this student who saw one of the victims as she fled the building with many others. Here it is.
Isabel Flores, 15 years old, freshman. Tell us where you were when you heard these shots.
Okay, I was in the back during oral history where the classes were at, and I was walking to my class. You know, I hear gunshots, and I seen the guy bleeding through his cheek, and we all ran through, like, the back where the pool's at, and then we went through the gym, and then we went in the back, and the guy was still bleeding, and then we just all went from the back to all the houses in the back, and the ambulance started coming, make sure everybody was okay, make sure the guy was okay, but he was bleeding, ripped, and that's all I seen.
So this is after lunch this happened, and this was between the classes, between lunch and then the changing of the next class, is that
yes,
right?
Between, yes.
And in the area of the school, it was in the history class, that area. Describe the area where those shots were.
In the hallway, there was two doors, and there was another door right here, a window, and you keep walking, there was like lockers right there, and then when you turn, it was like right there. All I hear was five gunshots nonstop, kept going, and then after that, I was out the building.
Yeah, and there you have that. The investigation continues. Three kids were killed And there's no way to make any sense of any of this. You know, three kids were killed. High school kids. Went to school. And out of the bathroom comes the shooter. Armed with a handgun that we have learned his father bought just 4 days earlier. 9mm handgun. And opens fire. The three killed. Tate Meyer, 16. Died in a patrol car on the way to the hospital. Hannah St. Julian, 14. And Madison Baldwin, 17. All dead. Why? There's no reason for this. Where does this darkness come from? That's the real question for me. Where does this darkness come from? We also have three students in critical conditions today. A male, 15. A female, 14. A female, 17. The 14-year-old girl on a ventilator. Gunshot wound to the chest. I mean, it's just unspeakable. It really is unspeakable, this sort of violence and carnage. And it's sad. But what I said at the top is true. Because what happened in Waukesha, Wisconsin was also tragic and sad and unspeakably dark. And yet, it's washed from the headlines. It's flushed because it doesn't fit any particular narrative for the far left-leaning corporate media in this country, which is sad. They should talk about what happened in Waukesha, how it was fueled by inane comments about white supremacy and racism and nonsense, because the man behind the wheel had social media littered with comments about Kyle Rittenhouse and how he shouldn't get away with it. A Black Lives Matter supporter, the man behind the wheel, Daryl Brooks, murdered six that day, including a child. Jackson Sparks, just 8 years old when he died, never regained consciousness after being run over by Daryl Brooks, who was released on $1,000 bail. But you see, the media doesn't want to tell you that it was a hate crime. I'll tell you it was a hate crime. Hard to figure anything else out about it, because you look at the social media postings. Why have the hate crimes not been charged along with everything else? Because if this were reversed in Waukesha, I guarantee you, if a white driver had slammed an SUV into a Black Lives Matter rally or march, be charged a hate crime. But I guess it's okay to drive your SUV through a Christmas parade full of white people, even when your social media accounts are littered with anti-white rhetoric. I mean, it's baffling and sad. We should get to the bottom of all of this. All of it. And be honest about all of it. If you attack people because you don't like the way they look, it's a hate crime. It's why they were put in place. And yes, it can go both ways. It can go a variety of ways, in fact. At any rate, quick break now. Don't go anywhere. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. Take me anywhere. You can hit the listen live button. Never miss a moment. I'll be right back. As we celebrate the Christmas season, we often pause to consider our many blessings. Hillsdale College wishes to thank you for standing with them as they celebrate over 177 years of blessings. Since 1844, Hillsdale has held fast to its mission to provide the kind of education essential to preserving free government. And for decades, the college has extended its educational mission on behalf of liberty through a variety of outreach programs. Perhaps you've taken one of Hillsdale's excellent free online courses or attended one of Hillsdale's free regional events. You know of Hillsdale's refusal to take even one penny of government money. This independence allows the college to focus on promoting its core purpose, learning character, faith, and freedom, without government interference. At no time in our nation's history has there been a greater need for this kind of classical liberal arts education than Hillsdale offers on its campus and nationwide. So during this season of blessings, Hillsdale thanks you for your partnership in extending its mission to the country. To learn more about Hillsdale College, Visit hillsdale.edu.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.